Okay, we're going to start 16b3. We're going to do the Daf Yud Zayin today.
15 or 16?
16b3 at the bottom. Bishum Levi Avafakal Natalia. Bishum Levi, we just got finished saying that Beit Shan has a halacha like what? Rabbi Hitteris Beit Shan, it has a halacha like Chutz Laaretz. And Rabbi Yeshua Levi, he used to tell his it says he had the boys, the people who used to give him a shamashim, right? They used to take turns. Don't buy any vegetables for me in Beit Shan during Shvius, except from the gardens of Sisera. What's special about the gardens of Sisera? If you take a look at the Bir Hagra, he says it out the best. Not that he needs my haskama, but it says it very clearly. He was machmer not to buy from any other guy. Show you Yisrael Chayef, but because in Surya, in that area, if it belongs to a Yisrael, it's Chayef and Rabbanon in Shvius, has to do for Shvius. Well, Hayim Isyare, he was afraid, even though this was a guy that they would be buying it from, but he was afraid that the guy stole it from a Yid. You guess the guy is a Kakam Yisrael, Vain Kakam Exelus. And therefore, he was being Machmer. Asher Kaka Niknas Gamkin Kishnishka Shem Habayla Mimera, that even that, even though Kaka didn't exelus, but it's possible after time for the owner's name to be forgotten from the Karka. Machmer Latzmei Hoya. So he was Machmer himself, but what's different about Ginsa de Sisra? Hayu Yadua Loish Yarash Mishala Vaisav. He knew that that was really bona fide Goyish Karka, and therefore he told his Shamashim, only buy vegetables from Ginsa de Sisra. So he did not want to rely on the heter of Rabbeinu HaKadosh on being Matar Beit Shan. That's what they're Matar over here. So, Daf Yud Zayin. Kom Imei Zochur LaTov. At one point he was remembered for good, who is, of course, Eliyahu HaNavi. He stood together with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's lad. So he said to him, Zil Malarach, go tell your Rebbe, Les Hadog Ginsa de Sisra. This is not really Sisra's land. He thinks he's a Grace Achacham. He thinks he knows that this is really Sisra's land from Yarn Shrek, like we say. It's not true. Who do I have? Is it really belonged to a Yid? Who knows better what really happened than Eliyahu HaNavi, who was there at the time, and at the time before that, at the time before that, right? The cot lay, and Sisra killed the guy. He took it away from him. So this karka is also Geneva Shemaisa. So in Boyas Machmer al Nashoch, if you really want to be Machmer on yourself, Yishtavi l'charach, and be the same as your colleagues. They say the pshat over here is a pshat, not colleagues, but it means make it the same as all the other karka. Just like you're Machmer on all the other karka, be Machmer on this karka also. Simple question over here is, why didn't Eliyahu HaNavi go to the boys? Why didn't he go to the Rebbe himself and tell him this message? Was he giving the message? Tell your Rebbe.
That's embarrassing.
What?
It's more embarrassing if the students come to the Rebbe and say, hey,
I mean, the students are being Zaycha to Gilei Eliyahu. These are some students. This Nishkan Pasha Maisa. Right? So he brings over here from the Ginas something. I don't know what it's called. I forget what it's called. It's someplace on the bottom. I don't know where it's offhand. But it says that the reason why is because he's a little upset at him for not accepting Rabbeinu HaKadosh's heter. If Rabbeinu HaKadosh says matter, it's mutter. Don't be such a machmir. Okay? That's the message I want to take out of tonight's daf. That's the only message I got for tonight. Okay, next. Now, the next part. Now, this is, I gotta tell you, I'm just gonna trudge through this stuff because I'm not there. I'm just not there. Yeah. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm just not getting this there. Okay, so, Rebbe exempted certain produce.
Can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Did you see footnote number one? Where it talked about any time it says...
yes, I did.
I thought that was unbelievable about
Harvona. Yeah, it's true. It says, V'gam Harvona Zocher LaTov. So they want to say that that was actually Eliyahu HaNavi who appeared in the form of Harvona to give the Eitzah, but it was actually Eliyahu HaNavi, and that's why we say, V'gam Harvona Zocher LaTov in Rosh Hashanah Yaakov, because it was actually Eliyahu HaNavi. That's an interesting, interesting footnote.
Footnote 1.
What? Very interesting footnote. Shkayach for bringing.
Why do we associate Zechor HaTov with Eliyahu HaNavi?
Oh, so what do you want, Taina?
I once heard a shot.
Yeah.
That people might chas v'sholom be upset at Eliyahu HaNavi for having some hand in seeming to delay in coming in bringing Mashiach, because he's the Mavasek. So in order to counteract one who would be such so yearning for Mashiach, they'd be even upset at Eliyahu HaNavi for delaying and not demanding and not bringing it. So mm-hmm. Zohar Latov, we associate his name with a nice lashon instead of
okay. I want you to know, I never had any tannis in Eliyahu HaNavi. Just for the record. So if you want to come appear to me, I'm ready. Although Rebbe exempted produce that grew in Beit Shan. Oh, huh. Or on 17A1, Rebbe Yid. Rebbe exempted produce that grew in Beit Shan from the requirements of Maestros. It did not apply to produce that was imported from Eretz Yisrael to Beit Shan. Obviously, it only referred to stuff that grew in Beit Shan. So now we're going to give a list of foods. So I'm just going to go through the list real quick. It doesn't mean anything to me. These are just a list of foods. And the Gemara keeps listing foods and listing places. And I can't relate to it, so I'm just going to plow through it, okay? If you guys see the Kfar Adam, Shem, Reb Madya, Haminim, HaSurim, Beit Shan, these are the ones that are also because they came from Eretz Yisrael. Ketzach fennel, shum shum sesame seeds, carrot with mustard, shum garlic, chosel and buklesin, alfunim hashchayrim, hanukram mida, black funim sold in bulk, salim which are provincial onions, and nehemdinim hanukram mida, also sold in bulk, paul hamitzi, and egg mishtifa. This is Egyptian bean that's bundled with a strand of reed grass. And then this last one is interesting, minta. Minta is mint. Hanagetis with the yatsma. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to tie mint by itself. They wouldn't tie anything else with it. Minta. It says. What?
It smells. Mint has a smell.
Yeah. The violet. So therefore.
But
it was only if it came from Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, in other places, it's the best smell. Okay. My favorite thing is where it says, if you see, it says, yeah, in the Rosh Zerlo on the fifth line, it says minta. Minta belongs. Okay. So they changed it from a tough. They changed it from a tough to a test. Wow. Okay. So istafnine and the istafnine plant lo'olam. So these are always mean lo'olam means it's a whole year round osur. Okay. The kaflotos leeks. Minhatzaras and Chanukah. Those are going to be also only for a certain time of the year from Shavuos to Chanukah. Reason? Because that'll be the time of the year that they grew in Eretz Yisrael when they would be imported. Obviously, the rest of the year, there wasn't any supply from Israel, and it would be supplied from other places, and it would not be high. That's basically the idea here. Now we interrupt for this important announcement. Amar Rav Zeira, min ha'atzaras al Chanukah, Issa Rava al Heter, from Shavuos until Chanukah. There's more Issa. When we say Issa, it means it coming from Eretz Yisrael, where you're high from Isis. So there's more Issa than Heter, and therefore you have to be Machmer. Min Chanukah var Hatzaras, and then from Chanukah del Shavuos, Heter of Al HaYisr, then you're going to have more local than you'll have outside, and therefore it'll be okay. Now, Ian Svichin, as far as the Issa Svichin throughout Eretz Yisrael, the year after the Shemitah, remember, we said this already many times, I won't repeat it, that there's, you know what the Issa Svichin is, okay? This is Rabbanan in the eighth year. So Mi Rosh Hashanah Ad Chanukah Issa Svichin. There's an extension of the Issa Svichin all the way after into the eighth year of the Shemitah, right? That it goes until Chanukah. Min HaChanukah HaTzaras Heter Svichin. Then from Chanukah to Shavuos, the way we have the Gersa here, it says we have Chanukah until Shavuos. It's Mutter. Then it says the strangest thing. According to our Gersa. Min Ha'atzaras Ad Rosh Hashanah Tzricha. So this is very interesting. So from Rosh Hashanah until Chanukah, it's Aser. From Chanukah until Shavuos, it's Mutter. And then from Shavuos till the following Rosh Hashanah, it seems to be a suffix. How could it go from Heter to Iser as you go further into the year? That makes no sense at all, right?
Because it's summer.
The further you're away from the previous year, the less likely it is that it grew the previous year. So if you were matred already after Hanukkah, surely it's mutter after Shavuos.
Yeah,
so
we're going from a winter season to a summer season. It's possible for that growth, that plant to have a new growth because it's summer.
What growth?
It doesn't matter.
What growth?
Whatever is left over in the ground.
We're talking about stuff that grew in the Shemitah year.
Right. So was it all picked already, or is it still in the ground?
So you're telling me that it was in the ground from Shemitah year and it's starting to grow again in the summer?
I'm just looking for
okay, could be.
I don't know. I'm just
could be.
What
that's
else
a, that's a possibility. Rav Chaim does away with the whole thing by changing the whole gear. So.
Well, plan B.
Plan B.
The grub,
what?
The grub changes.
Yeah, that's basically, when I say he changes the gears, I mean he changes like the grow. So basically, there aren't three cases. There's only two cases. From A to B is Osir, from B to C is Mutter, and that's it. There isn't any middle madreg over here. Or third question. I didn't look at the gears inside. What does it say? Let's look at Hagoyis Hagro Is Gimel. It says when Chanukah and Hatzaras had to Sweifin. Hatzaras had Rosh Hashanah Sweifin. Tzarpanim and Hatzaras had Rosh Hashanah Heter.
So the third paragraph in
21,
the second paragraph in 21, third paragraph in 21 explains it. And it looks too much like the first growth.
What does it say?
That you can leave the child alone.
From the old growth to the new growth, you can tell. And then when you go back to the old growth, you can't tell the difference. The third paragraph.
I see what you're saying. This Dark Noam thing, you think?
Yeah.
From Rosh Hashanah to Hanukkah, you can tell, because what? Majority are prohibited. They're all prohibited. From Hanukkah to Shavuos, you can tell which plants are which, because the soft ones are the new ones, and the hard ones are the old ones. After Shavuos, everything's hard, so you can't tell the difference. I see. Okay. Okay, there's a pshat to be said either way. Next. Now we go back to our previously scheduled list of foods. These are the foods that we're going to be like, right? Also, right? Hakishon, shatter melons.
Did anybody say why it's interrupted with this?
I think that one because, I'll tell you simple, because we're talking about leeks. The leeks in the list had a specific time frame. And once they saw something with a time frame, they've diverged out into other areas which also had time frames. So the Svichim also have time frames just like leek. So that's why they interrupted it. Okay. Hakeshuan Hadilun Havtikan Ham Lafafanasa Yain Hashem Ham Hafsias Yeshua Mafha Tamusim Faschala Lo Oilam, they're always Osir, unlike the leeks. Harayel b'shvias b'shvias, and when they're purchased during the Shemitah year, they have k'dusha shvias b'shash shvua ma. What about other times of the year? So Rabbi Yonah says this question: what are we going to assume? So are they demai or are they vadai? Okay, so let's just take an example. You have yayin in Beit Shan. Is that what we're talking about? Right. Yayin and Beit Shan, so we're assuming it's from Eretz Yisrael. So we said it's Osir. So the question is, what is the status of the Issa? So we have a Machlokes. Rabbi Yonah says Demai. Rabbi Yossi says it's Vadai. For Loi Pligin, they're not arguing. Madre Rabbi Yonah Demai, Blokachman Hablunki. So if you buy from middlemen, they were mostly Jewish. So therefore, it's a real suffix. And Mela, it's Demai. And what Rabbi Yossi says, it's Vadai, that's because you're buying it from the Gina, that means you're buying it from the farmers themselves, who most of them were Kusim, and therefore they were not mafresh anything on them at all. Okay, at Heichon, so now this is a geographic question, it's not going to make any sense to anybody unless you really know your stuff, that where's Beit Shan? So Parashas, Reitzifta, Nashu, Fatunya, Ad Kfar Kanaim, Kfar Kanaim of Beit Shan. Whatever, these are the geographic locations. I don't have a map, so it doesn't mean anything to me. So this they say in the bottom is Fanyas is just another word for Banyas. So we're talking about, if you take a look at 32, he says, Kavanaki identifies Panyas, which is modern Banyas, a town in the north of Israel. Interesting.
Banias is way north of.
What is that?
Banias is way north of Beit
John. By Lebanon.
It's an hour from Beit John or more.
Well, whatever it is, this is going to be what? These following items are going to be also because we assume they came from Eretz Yisrael, I guess. Hagayim and walnuts, arvas rice, shumshum and sesame seeds, pala mitzri, jivshim bean, kumlil bazook omar, achinuyos habakuros, early ripening dates.
Isn't Israel, we're assuming
it
came from Israel.
It is
in
Israel.
One second.
So we're not
importing them?
Is that the concern?
I thought. What does it say again? They're forbidden in a third locale. I thought this was just like Beit Shan. Hold on a second. No, we said it's outside Eretz Yisrael. Beit Shan's outside Eretz Yisrael. All these cities that we're talking about here are all considered outside Eretz Yisrael. We're just saying that these particular foods that are found in these outlying places are usher because the food is assumed to have come from Eretz Yisrael to these places. That's what it seems the whole Gemara is talking about.
These places are within the border. They never had Kedushas.
They never had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Correct. The Oilei Bavel never were Makanishna. That's correct.
That includes...
But the Oilei Mitzrayim were?
What?
The Oilei Mitzrayim did?
It's possible, yeah.
Somebody had to do it, otherwise there wouldn't be an Eretz Yisrael.
Someone had to do what?
Who
says they have any kedusha at all? The stuff that grows in them is mutter 100%. So the only machlokas is whether the dumai or vadai if it comes from outside Eretz Yisrael. If it comes from Eretz Yisrael, right? That was the machlokas. Machlokas was the imports. What halacha do you give it?
Right, that's why Kesaria has it from the vision. Any way you can see it.
Right.
Understanding is that that's considered outside.
Correct. Anytime you can see the water, it's considered outside. So is there a problem here? Does anybody disagree with what I'm saying?
No. It's just hard to understand how they're Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
How they're what?
Considered to be Eretz Yisrael.
What do you mean they're considered to be Eretz Yisrael?
Not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, you mean we view them as Eretz Yisrael? Oh, okay.
The invisible border of Eretz Yisrael.
I understand. Yeah, yeah. Well, we don't care about the physical map of Eretz Yisrael. It means nothing. As far as Kedushas Haaretz, you have to look at where the oily bubble got to. I mean, that doesn't bother.
Spending a lot of money for Karka.
Yeah, and people are going there and touring, and they might be going outside of Eretz Yisrael, too, which might be a problem. Next time, you don't go on that. That's skiing.
Sure.
Okay, 17b. On Rabbi Yoina, Hadot the Tamer, Mishana Gokisayin Olamalan. This is talking about this. We're talking about what is considered outside Eretz Yisrael. That's from this place, Tana Gokisayin, going north. But Mishana Gokisayin Olamaton, if you go south, then of course that'll be Eretz Yisrael. What about the place itself? The Tanagol Kisayin.
How could they say that?
From above and from below. So I'm not sure what the place itself has halacha like. I'm not 100% sure. Just one second. I would say probably that the place itself is not like Eretz Yisrael.
So these are places within Banias?
No.
It's boundaries. Boundaries were. Oh yeah, it doesn't say. This is not part of Banias. No, this is just like Banias. Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. Now he has a whole English introduction over.
It is Eretz Yisrael. No one.
What it is Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah.
Where does it say that?
Our Gemara is saying simply that the region of Targum, Caesarea, and below is Eretz Yisrael's proper, and therefore its produce has to be treated accordingly.
Oh, okay. So it is. You have to go to Humra. Okay.
But then south, but not north.
Yes.
South of it, right? And to the south, but itself too.
Oh, itself, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Very good. Now, let's see. Now, the Yoina boy, Isis Adeus Ruah Yarak. Now, this is a really funny question. I have to tell you, when I read this Gemara, I was really, this is the strangest Gemara. Let's just talk about the white rice, right? It says Hakalan Shabbat Mai. That's certain, not Kalan Shabbat Mai, what am I talking about? Kalan Shabbat Mai. The Eludvarim, that's the previous part. Eludvarim, these are the things which are Chayav B'chol Makom. Let's use the example of the rice. The white rice, we said, is sir, everywhere, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, because this special white rice is only grown in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we said, right? Now, let's suppose you have a place where you planted white rice. And it's one of these places which we just said is considered, let's say Beit Shan, for example. Mm-hmm. I planted white rice, and it grew in Beit Shan. And I also planted vegetables. It grew in Beit Shan. So now you're going to tell me, okay, now when I pick the white rice is chayiv because white rice is chayiv everywhere. And the vegetables are going to be potter because we were just matter Beit Shan. This is going to be ridiculous. The same plot of land produced something which is osir and something which is mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right? That's the Baal Peh, that's the kasha. And what bothered me about this is because this is like a ridiculous question. I mean, Hilas covered the Yerushalmi. The only reason we said that it's Osir is because we assumed it came from Eretz Yisrael. But if you know it didn't come from Eretz Yisrael, of course it's Mutter. What Kasha? If you planted it, you know it didn't come from there.
What's Kasha? You can't tell the difference?
What came
where it's coming from?
No, I'm talking about where you know for sure.
You did it yourself.
You did it yourself. And that's his question. Let's look at the question. If you're in a boy, Isis Adios Ru Yarak. His field was planted with vegetables. V'matzah iris. Later he found rice also growing in that field. Yarak mutter v'ha iris osir. Is that what you're going to say? Iris v'malam v'yarak v'matzah. This is just a variation of the same question.
It depends on what the original gzera was. If the gzera was all rice, whether you know it or not, because it's easy to mix up.
He felt that's a little, it's going to be a chokot tlula. Okay. Iris v'malam v'yarak v'matzah, that they're planted below. I mean, closer, in other words, the yarek is closer to Eretz Yisrael. Can it be that the yarek is going to be mutter, even though it's closer to Eretz Yisrael, and the iris is usher? In other words, even if the iris is further north. Doesn't seem to make sense. So he says, Aval, it's true, Aval, right? Reva Sadas Halalu, Isis Haminim Halalu. The reason is obvious, because most of those fields produce only these kinds of produce, meaning it doesn't produce white rice. That's why it's mutter. So they formulated their decree to cover the kinds of crops that is usual to grow in Panias, not the kinds that are unusual. So the decree forbids rice, which is normally grown, but permits vegetables, even if they're grown closer to Eretz Yisrael, than rice. I don't know if I said this right. Did I say it right? Maybe I didn't say it right. Even if you're going to say that they don't produce these kinds of crops, rice are still osir. Why? Because most of these minim come from Eretz Yisrael. Five, in summary, let's look at the in summary number five. The reason rice and other produce is osir and has to have hamaisers taken in panias is we're concerned they may be imported from Eretz Yisrael. But whatever produce is known to have grown in the fields of panias or Beit Shan, whatever, is completely exempt. In regards to whether the possible imports are treated as demai or a certain tevel, that depends on whether you got it from middlemen or the Kusians, which we said before. Okay, the gears that we have in the Yerushalmi is a little confusing, but the idea is exactly what I said. Some things don't grow in Panias, and apparently the rice would not grow. That's what it really is conveying. I'm not sure.
Where did this rice come from that you found in the field?
You know what? We're going to see in a second. We're going to see in a second one more thing about this rice. Ha'iris shebechutz la'aretz. So Tana, ha'iris shebecholas Antochia. So in the surroundings of Antochia, mutter b'mkoymo, it's mutter in its locale. Although this is an exception. White rice in Antochia was actually able to produce white rice, unlike other areas. It resembled the white rice of Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, it's permitted in that locale because since they know it grew there, it's not going to get mixed up. Now, number eight, he says a very important rule here. He says, however, but that's the third to last line of the page. Outside of Antioch, the rice of Antioch is usher, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, and that's true even if you know for certain it grew outside the land of Israel.
How does that work?
Because that's what Shamsi just said before. They made a gzeira. They made a gzeira that said that this rice is usher. So therefore, they're all rice outside of Eretz Yisrael and outside of Antioch is going to be usher because we assume that it came from Israel, even if you know it didn't come from Israel. But it doesn't make a difference. That's the gzeira d'rabbanan, and that's the end of it. That's what I get out of it. I don't know otherwise.
Is this place in Eretz Yisrael or outside of Eretz Yisrael?
Which place?
Outside.
Antioch is outside. Antioch is just like Beit Shan. It's just like another list of those cities that are outside. Rav Lazar Berebi Yaisi Hitter Ad Kadon. He was Mater, what? White rice of Antioch up until Kadon. In other words, he's just giving you the boundaries of Antioch go to a certain point. Rabbi Yehuda Boy Chimidas Lucharuach, and he wanted to say that you like draw a circle, like this, you measure the distance from Antioch until Kadon, right? Draw a line, and then you draw a circle around that whole entire area, whatever's in the circle.
Maybe there's a ship outside of that.
That'll be mutter. Ela Yaras Asusra from Tsar. Now these are also out in the region of Tsar. Shetzes, Betzes, Pimutuva, Hanusa, Liyasa, Hanusa, Tratia, Biberia, Reshamaya, Amon, Mazi, whatever these are. These are cities in the region of Tyre. Amar Mono Hadoda at Amar Barishon. This was originally in the times of the Tanoim. Avalakshav Yesha Yaros Yosifan Yisrael Shenasurus. Now there are other cities where Klal Yisrael has taken possession of.
Is there an understanding of how large any of these are? The Gemara uses the word ear. What are we supposed to think?
Huh?
When we see the word ear in the Gemara.
A city?
Yeah, not a city. I mean, we call it a city.
Baltimore is a city.
It's probably a very small
area. Oh, you think these were small cities? It could be. I don't know why.
I'm just wondering what.
I have no idea.
I'm not familiar with any of these places on the map. That's
I don't think they exist now.
Yeah. Okay, let's finish this up now. The ones that are also in the Tchum of Susisa are these cities. Einosh, Entera, Rimbeirin, Iyun, Yadush, Kfar, Karvav, Hasbi, Yotzrat, Tzemach, Rabbi Hitter, Kfar, Tzemach. Okay. Rabbi Miboy, Volomi, Mali, Musenheim. Aren't these cities paying taxes? Meaning, if they're paying taxes to the Jewish government, so Lachara, they usually pay taxes to the government that you're a part of. So wouldn't that be proof that they really are not like outside Eretz Yisrael? So the more answers, Sav Rabbi Mali, Musen, Commission is Kavshu. A city that was among taxpayers is treated as if it had been conquered by Yeshua. Since it was conquered,
so
any shvias may be eaten after the beer, but the land itself may not be worked on shvias. So why, maybe he... I'm not 100% sure what these last two lines mean. We'll have to go over that tomorrow again. Okay. I can't. Kol tov.
Kind of plan.